Masechet Tumim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. So far, the Mishnayos have talked about the process of Trumas Hadeshen, where one particular kohen would clear off some of the ashes from on top of the Mizbeach and place them on the side of the Mizbeach. The previous Mishnah taught us that after Trumas Hadeshen was performed, the other kohanim would go to the top of the Mizbeach and begin to remove the unburnt karbonos from the previous night. Those which didn't burn fully and turn into ashes, they would remove those to the side of the Mizbeach so that they would be able to rebuild the fire. And the remaining Mishnayos of this perek talk about rebuilding the main fire which was on the Mizbeach. The truth is, there were three different piles of wood on the Mizbeach where there would be three separate fires used for different things. Now, each of these piles of wood where there would be a fire burning was called a ma'arocha. And the largest of those piles of wood, which was used to burn the majority of the korbanos, the majority of the sacrifices, was called the ma'arocha gedola, which literally means the large arrangement of wood. And in addition to this large pile of wood, there were also two other slightly smaller piles of wood. One was used for burning the ketores, the incense, as well as the levina, the frankincense, which came from the shulchan, the stacked table where 12 loaves of bread would be placed there each Shabbos, together with some frankincense. And each Shabbos, the frankincense would be taken from the shulchan after having been left there for an entire week since the previous Shabbos, and then it would be burnt on the Mizbeach that Shabbos. So that would also be burnt on this smaller fire. And the third fire, which was on the Mizbeach, was actually not used to burn anything in particular. It was rather in order to fulfill the Torah's requirement of having a fire burning constantly on the Mizbeach. And they would replace the wood whenever they saw that the fire needed wood to be added in order that the fire continued to burn. Now, where exactly were these fires, these piles of wood, placed on top of the Mizbeach? So the Mizbeach in the courtyard was very large. It was 32 by 32 amos. That was the area on the top, which is roughly 16 by 16 meters. The height of the Mizbeach was 10 amos, which is around 5 meters. And the format of things on top of the Mizbeach was that in the center, there would be a very large pile of ashes. And on three out of four of the corners would be these piles of wood with the fire burning. So most of the karbanos which were not burnt in the center of the Mizbeach. They were burnt on one of the corners, on the big ma'aroch gedola, the big arrangement of wood, which took up around a quarter of the area on top of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah begins, after the kohanim got rid of any of the unburnt pieces of meat or fats which hadn't burnt fully and turned into ashes the previous night, they began to bring up all of the ashes which were spread on different points on the Mizbeach and put them onto the big pile of ashes which was in the center of the Mizbeach. Like the Mishnah immediately goes on to tell us, this large pile of ashes was in the center of the Mizbeach. The tapuach literally means an apple. The reason why it was called this is because the pile was round like an apple. Pa'omim olav kishleish meos kar. The Mishnah says that sometimes the amount of ashes which were in this pile made up a volume of roughly 300 kar, which is an absolutely huge amount. And the truth is, this is an exaggeration. It is the style of the Mishnah to sometimes use exaggerated figures. But the point is, there was sometimes a very large amount of ashes which were in the center of the Mizbeach. And on the Yom Tovim, the three Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they would not clear the ashes off the Mizbeach at all during the festival. Because it's considered to be a beauty for the Mizbeach. It shows that many korbanos, many sacrifices are being offered up on the Mizbeach. Now, it might have been a mistake to understand that the reason why there were so many ashes left there is because the removal of all of the ashes from the Mizbeach is actually not a service. Although we've talked about Trumas Hadeshen, all that requires is taking some of the ashes, one shovel's worth of ashes, off of the pile of the ashes, and putting it onto the side of the Mizbeach. But to remove all of the ashes is not considered to be one of the services officially of the Beis HaMikdash. So I might have thought that for that reason, the kohanim would be a bit lazy and they wouldn't take care to take the ashes off when necessary, and that's why there were so many ashes piled up. But the Mishnah says that's not the case. A kohen never was lazy in terms of taking out the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. And just on Yom Tovim, they wouldn't do it for the whole of the festival because it's considered to be a beautification and showing that the Mizbeach has many karbonis, many sacrifices, which are being offered up on there. Mishnah Gimel, after they made sure all of the ashes were in the pile in the center, Hechilu Malim Begizrin, they then began to bring up the logs of wood, L'sader Eish HaMa'arocha, in order to arrange the wood for the sake of the fire of the Ma'arocha G'dayla, the largest fire which was used to burn the vast majority of the karbonis. And the Mishnah implies that any type of wood was essentially fitting for this purpose, and the Mishnah takes note of that, V'chikol Eitzim K'shein HaMa'arocha. Is it true that any type of wood is fitting for this purpose of the arrangement of the wood there for the fire? The Mishnah answers, Hein. Yes, kol ha'itzim k'shein l'ma'arocha, any type of wood is fitting for use of the wood arranged for the fire. Chutz mishal zayis v'shal gefen, except for the wood of olive trees or vines, because these are considered to be more necessary and vital for the land. So there is oil and wine which can be produced from them. And if we start using those for the wood of the Mizbeach, if you think about it, based on the amount of korbanos which were bought, they had to cut down a lot of trees. So if they would cut down lots of olive trees or wine trees, it would lead to problems elsewhere throughout the land. There wouldn't be enough of these trees which are needed, and therefore they would be careful not to use those type of trees for the fire of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is concerned about the settlement of Eretz Yisrael. Now, although any wood, technically speaking, is fitting for this purpose, however, with the following types of wood, they would be more frequently used. B'murbios shel tevet, shel te'ena, branches of a fig tree, and they would generally use a fig tree which had stopped to produce fruit. Vishal egos, or a nut tree, vishal eitz shemen, or a tree which produced oil which came out of the wood. These types of wood would produce a cleaner, better flame, a better fire, with less smoke, and that's why they would use these more commonly than other types of wood. Mr. Dalad, the kohen who merited to perform the Trumas Hadeshen, removing one shovel's worth of ashes from the Mizbeach and placing it on the side of the Mizbeach, he would also receive the honor of arranging the Ma'arocha G'dayla, the largest arrangement of wood on which most of the korbanos were burnt. So Sidah Ma'arocha G'dayla, he would arrange this largest set of wood, Mizrocha, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach. The Chazisa and its opening, the area of the fire which they would make it easiest to add pieces of wood in order to get it going stronger, Mizrocha, would also be on the eastern side of the arrangement of wood. It's from that point that the Kohen would add other wood. The Rashi Agizna Pnimi Mahinogim Atapuach, and the inner edges of the logs would touch the big pile of ashes in the center of the Mizbeach. Because this pile of wood was very large, it would take up almost a quarter of the area on top of the Mizbeach, so the innermost part of that pile of wood would already be touching the pile of ashes in the center. There would be room on the sides, on the outer sides of the Mizbeach, for the Kohen to stand next to the fire and add wood, so it wouldn't literally take up a quarter of the area of the Mizbeach, but it would be a very large fire. The Reva Chor ben Agizrim, there was a gap, a space left in between the logs. They weren't arranged literally one right next to the other, rather there were gaps in between them, Shohim Atzis Nesfah Lisa Misham, that they would be able to set light to smaller chips of wood and place those in between the larger logs in order to get the fire going. This would also allow the wind to spread the fire more across the arrangement of wood, so that indeed the fire would burn properly. Mishnah Hey, from all of the wood which they had brought up to the top of the Mizbeach to arrange the three fires, Beiru Misham Atzei Te'ina Yofin, they would select from that pile of wood good quality fig branches, L'sadeh HaMa'arocha Shnei Laktores, in order to use those to arrange the second fire, the second pile of wood, for the sake of the fire, for burning the incense. This would be a smaller pile of wood, and Mekenegen Keren Ma'arovis Deroimis, it would be situated in the southern western corner of the Mizbeach, of the top area of the Mizbeach. And the reason why they would be particular in using better quality wood is because this fire was the closest to the Heichal, the main Beis HaMikdash building, Remember, the courtyard was outdoors, but the building of the Beis HaMikdash was the Heichal, and that had a higher level of sanctity, and since this fire was closer to that area of the Beis HaMikdash, the wood also had to be better quality. But yeah, as it may, as the Mishnah said, this fire was situated in the southern eastern corner, on top of the Mizbeach, but it wasn't literally right in the corner. Moshuch min haKeren klapitzof n'arba amos, it was 4 amos away from the corner in a northern direction. So it wouldn't be all the way at the edge on the south, but rather it would be 4 amos towards the center of the Mizbeach, even though it would be right on the edge in terms of the western direction. Now, how much wood would they put on this pile of wood? But Omed Chomesh Im Gecholim, they would do it in such a way that they would be able to estimate that 5 sa'ar of coals would be produced by burning this fire. They would use some of these coals for the offering of the ketores, the incense, over Shabbos, but on Shabbos, but Omed Shemonas Im Gecholim, they would make sure there would be enough wood to produce roughly 8 sa'ar of coals, a larger amount of coals, because on Shabbos they used this fire for an additional purpose, for the frankincense which came from the shulchan, the stacked table. Every Shabbos they would offer 2 spoonfuls of frankincense, and they would burn those on this fire, because it's this fire which was used to burn the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense which had been placed with the 12 loaves of bread on the shulchan, the stacked table. So that brings us to the end of the description of putting together 2 out of 3 of the piles of wood which were for the sake of the fires on the Mizbeach. Interestingly, the Mishnah does not discuss when and how they would arrange the 3rd pile of wood for the sake of the fire which would continuously burn. But as we explained, that was because whenever they saw a need to add wood, that's what they would do. But there wouldn't be a fixed time that they had to arrange that 3rd pile of wood for the sake of the fire, which would constantly burn. Be it as it may, once they had arranged the 2 arrangements of wood which the Mishnah has discussed, the limbs and the fats which hadn't fully burnt the previous night, which we learnt earlier on in the perek that they had moved to the side of the Mizbeach in order to be able to rearrange the wood. Once they had rearranged the wood and lit the fire, machzirin osan ma'arocha, well, the truth is, before they lit the fires, they would first return the pieces of meat which hadn't yet burnt onto the fire, the ma'arocha gedoyla, the main fire on which the korbanos were burnt, and then hit sisu shtei ma'arochos ba'esh, they would set fire to both of those piles of wood, after which the Yordru, the Karnim, would come down from the Mizbeach on the ramp, Uvo lehem lishkas agozis, and they would come to the lishkas agozis, which was one of the very significant chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's there that they would decide which Karnim would merit to perform the upcoming services, as the next perek will discuss.